Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. As you know, I recently evaluated Ms. Taylor as described in my report of 5/21/22. Period. You have now asked that I consider additional medical documentation and to opine relative to other injuries and permanency values. Paired new paragraph, these records show Ms. Taylor underwent a lumbar MRI on 5/3/21 at the referral of Dr. Kirshner. Period. Insert here as marked. I have also now been provided with the results of a functional capacity evaluation done on 12/21/21. Britta deemed she was capable of working, performing 82.5% of the physical demands of her job as a driver. Britta, overall, she was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. I was already in receipt of Dr. Kirshner's progress notes 3/1/7/22. Period. Findings and conclusions. As noted in my earlier report, Ms. Taylor denied having any back pain, bowel, or bladder dysfunction. When seen here, appears she denied radicular symptoms into the lower extremities. Period. Clinical examination of the lumbar spine was unrevealing. There were no signs of disc herniation, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. I had previously offered 17.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. I would continue to offer 0% permanent partial total disability at the lumbar spine, particularly as this relates to the subject event on 8/16/20. Period. In point of fact, Ms. Taylor was not symptomatic about the lumbar spine when seen here. Period. This lumbar MRI demonstrated the expected naturally occurring multi-level degenerative disc disease commensurate with her age and with her age, period. The disc abnormalities detected on the lumbar MRI of 5/3/21 are incidental to the incident in question. Period. She was also noted to have degenerative changes in the cervical spine. Where they speak to naturally occurring systemic aging process. Period. And that will be the end.